Alright. Couple of long days coming. I find myself torn a lot, which is not new, but keeping with my job and keeping here, which is one great benefit is the most delusional. Not to do my own job, I can't guarantee talent. Pretty got some upsides too. Number one is the tail probably be should be better. And that means a lot. I don't know what the breaking point is gonna be. So I don't discount the fact that I feel like God is going to lay several things in my lap, and I'm happy to tell you. Well, they are. I mean, yeah, finally, like, yeah. Answer play from the original. Look at the other stuff, too. The rigid metal pipe that we're putting down. More flexible stuff. Really, I'm not too personally concerned. What they're doing is good as they know, and not knowing much better. Anyway. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I don't want to discount the fact that I feel like God set up things. At least I retain, as always. My little regret for it, sometimes. Ultimate Depot Power. if you always say, no, we're not going to do that, and it doesn't tend to happen. And that's kind of my... I hope it's been accepted if I respect for, maybe not. But it pans out that way. There is no powerlessness like having an opinion, expressing it, and having it be of no particular value. The point to where you just stop saying things. I'm sad to say that is claimed far more than is true. Feminists would say that this has been a lot of women for millennia, and I will look up some instances where the Middle Ages, I mean, what time wasn't more men totally in charge type of thing, as it's claimed. And, we have many instances of women browbeating their husbands into compliance with their wishes. I mean, holy Grimm's fairy tales! You know, you could say all day long that these were more enlightened times. And you're going, I said, I think that's the silliest thing I've ever heard of. I said, but they were the times, and these are the stories that were set around in the time. So those must have resounded in the hearts of everyone. Powerful women doling out punishment. Women, although prizes often, certainly being rigged in, and it's like, I don't see a real oppression going on here. I think that is mostly manufactured. And the accusation, not totally unfounded. I'm not saying that they're speaking in truth. I'm just saying that they probably blow up the proportion of men beating and dominating their wives, and they totally dismiss anything that might tend to make women seem powerful. I don't know exactly why that is. It seems like you'd want to accentuate the stories of powerful women who do what they want. I have one just now. Yana Cohen, right here in the area. There's not a whole lot about her husband. In fact, her husband passed away, I think, kind of early on in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And she moved off. She did not stay around. So apparently she wasn't living off of some certain reputation her husband had, she went off and she did her own thing. Floors, branches. These are women of accomplishment. And can I be honest? From a time when people say, oh, it was so horrible then. Women could do nothing. Women could do nothing. And you go, excuse me, she did something. You don't see anybody killing her, or stopping her, or abusing her, or anything like that. It means they saw what she was. I think she was not just an equal, she was a fiend. You wanted to be like her. Her family certainly appreciated her leadership. Anyway, so, yes, I tend to just keep struggling the whole concept with people and putting about now. You know, that women are so amazing and yet abused, and men are just evil. Terrible people, and the only decent man is one who snivels in the corner and bows and scrapes before every woman that comes into his view. That's bad. It makes both the man and the woman involved in that kind of change, lower, lesser. Very sad, very sad. There's no respect in the man to that. That's fine, you know, I used to do that too. I mean, I was a child, my parents had gotten divorced and I stayed with my mom and I don't know. Probably no relationship between my parents. And I'm not very trusting of people's outlook now. You know, everybody tries to make themselves out as a victim or, you know, the other person's fault. It's like, okay. I don't know how much truth there is to any of it. Quite a bit shoved in there. But still, we're asked that thing. It doesn't seem very useful. Nobody really asked anymore. But anyway, so the things I plan on doing, I'm gonna do them. I'm taking a lot more, I wouldn't say risk, taking a lot more latitude with my employment. I'm doing the jobs that need to be done. I'm doing it a little more independently. And, you know, I have some worry. Somebody who's a real power monger could really, I'm not the people to act on their own. I want them to do amazing things. I want to try to do amazing things. So I go out and I try to do amazing things. And I don't want to have corporate convention. It's got me, and the great part is, so far, it really has it. So, and I know that to some degree with the circumstances, you know, it has to do with bosses and stuff like that. And, at a certain point, you're enough gravity outside. And, you can do a lot of things. People will go, wow, how did you get away with that? You know, because it couldn't have gotten worse. My life situation now is very another thing to do, which means I have to be here and be at the school, I know some of them. I have a master's in management. But I think even under the other circumstances, somebody just wants to contribute for political reasons. Typically you don't have to worry about that if you're actually here. You actually make things happen. And you're getting the job done. People tend to just sit there and go, do you really want to stop doing it? Do you want to go someplace else? And we go, no. We go, want to save as much as you can. We go, yeah, I should. Setting up a little 10-meter station, going to work early. Just like do a little research on this. Knowing the propagation time is interesting. And this is for which band I wanna take advantage of. I've been on Liberty Net. Interesting little outfit. Is it legal? Yeah, it's legal. We go, is it not how it was intended to be? Probably not. But, it kind of goes, but we're going to have to, you know, hunt people down and doing things is problematic at best. You better have good reasons to do it. That's not all I have to say.